Okay, today is Tuesday, December 27th, and I'm here with Ms. Francine Taft, is that right? Okay. And we're talking about the Sycamore Hill area and project. And so, Ms. Taft, you said your husband actually lived out here, is that correct?
Yes, at 100 West First Street.
That's great. And did he grow up here from the time he was born, do you know?
Yes, he did. He grew up here, and he also belonged to Sycamore Hill.
That's great. Is there anything about this area that you think is important for people to know?
Yes, you need to know that this was a very close-knit neighborhood. Everybody knew everybody, and everybody looked out for everybody's children. Whatever they needed to be chastised, anybody could chastise them. And the parents were all right with it. So they were well-behaved children because they knew somebody was looking.
As it should be. That's great.
And I knew most of the kids down here because we all went to the one black school.
Okay. That's great. So, did your husband ever talk about when the redevelopment and urban renewal happened, when they had to leave this area?
We were married by then. When his mother, when they relocated, his mother to West 4th Street. We were not here then.
Okay. Yeah. With us working on this project, we realized that there was a huge part of our community that didn't realize that there was a neighborhood that was here, and there were people that that it was a vibrant community. And so that's really what we wanted to try to make sure that was noted in the history books.
Yes.
Yeah.
He left in 48 to go to school, so I don't think this happened.
This would have been in the early 60s.
Yeah, he was in here.
Yeah.
We were here.
Yeah.
Doing that theater with that. We were in the early part, early years.
Which war was when?
I said we were here in the early years, much earlier than this. Than this, you're talking about the 60s. By that time, we had two children.
Yeah.
So all I'm saying is we don't know much about all we knew about what we read or what somebody told us, but to actually see it, we were not here to experience any of that.
So do you, when your husband was born, he was living here, though. So what would have been about that time frame?
My husband was born in 1930.
Okay. All right. And then his mother lived here until that happened as well, until they made her move?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, he was born there when they lived. When he was born, they were living in that house.
Right. Anything else you can think of? I know I got you out here in the cold wind.
About down here?
Yeah.
I went to Sunday school before I was old enough to go to school. My mother belonged to this church when my father died when I was 7 years old. And I went to Sunday school here, and I was baptized in the pool. And by that time, the church had a church. Before that time, they were all baptized in the Tar River.
Well,
they had graduated to a pool by the time I was baptized in Sycamore Hill. I sang in the children's choir. And then I sang in a junior choir.
That's great.
And I belonged to the BTU at Sycamore Hill and Festival Summer Programs. And everything that we did that related to religion, we did.
What was the BTU?
Baptist Training Union.
Baptist Training Union, okay.
That was wonderful. A little group for the young church.
That's great. So you do have ties to the area too, just like your husband, but just to the church, right?
I had many friends down here, classmates and everything.
So did you meet your husband at the church?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I really did. He used to pull my hair. But nothing went on. You know, we were just friends. He was just a little boy that liked to tease girls, and I was one of them. And then we just went our separate ways. And then we went to school, and about sixth or seventh grade, we reconnected.
Wow.
And then a few years later, we were married.
That's great.
After college.
What was your husband's name?
Joseph Benjamin Taft, Jr.
That's great. Well, we just appreciate you talking to us. I'm going to let you get out of the cold, and we'll take your picture now. So I'm going to stop recording, okay?
Okay, you don't need to keep any of that.